China has kicked off the scientific research on samples collected by its Chang'e 5 lunar probe. The first batch of the samples have been handed over to research institutions. The return capsule of Chang'e 5 touched down on Earth in December of last year, bringing back China's first lunar samples and the world's first in over 40 years. China has upgraded the alert level for rainstorms to the second highest level. Heavy rain is forecast to batter Beijing, Tianjin, as well as parts of Hebei, Shanxi, and Shandong provinces. Officials warn that continuous rainfall may cause floods in 14 small and medium-sized rivers. Shanghai-based Fosun Pharma says it signed a deal to provide 10 million doses of COVID-19 vaccines to Taiwan. The drug maker hosts the distribution rights for BioNTech's COVID-19 vaccine in the region. The purchased jabs will be donated to Taiwan's disease prevention and control institutions. Swashbuckling entrepreneur Richard Branson has hurtled into space aboard his own winged rocket ship, beating fellow billionaire Jeff Bezos by 9 days. The nearly 71-year-old and 5 crewmates from his Virgin Galactic Space Tourism Company reached an altitude about 88 kilometers over the New Mexico desert, enough to experience 3 to 4 minutes of weightlessness and witness the curvature of the Earth.
It's one of the best feelings of my life. I mean, I've waited nearly 70 years for this, and it's been a dream since I was a little boy building cardboard spaceships.
Branson's firm plans to start taking paying customers on joyrides next year. Authorities searching for victims of a deadly collapse in Florida say their work will still last for weeks. The collapse occurred on June 24th at the Chaplin Towers Thales condominium in Surfside that sits nearly 10 kilometers north of Miami Beach. 90 people have been confirmed dead and 31 people remain missing. No one has been rescued alive since the first hours after the collapse. The UK Vaccines Minister says he's confident that the country will be able to ease COVID-19 restrictions next week. Nadeem Zahawi says one of the reasons is their current vaccination program. But he also says that people still need to remain cautious and careful and take personal responsibility to help reduce transmission. He says new guidelines to be confirmed today will likely include the need to keep wearing masks in enclosed, crowded places. Italy has won the European Championship after beating England in the final through penalties. England had a perfect start as Luke Shaw put them ahead with a goal 2 minutes into the game. Italy managed to level it up in the second half thanks to Leonardo Bonucci's tap-in in the penalty area. Both sides created few chances in the extra time, and the European champions had to be decided through penalty shootout for the second time in history. Goalkeeper Gianluigi Donnarumma made 2 decisive saves to deny England a home victory at Wembley. It's also Italy's second European Champions Trophy.